Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back on a Victory Monday, 106.7 The Fan. Couple of positives from the Redskins win over the 49ers yesterday. Carlos Hyde held to 2.2 yards rushing in the game. Again, a sub-90-yard performance for an opponent. Brian Hoyer was 4 for 11 to start the game before being benched. C.J. Beathard came in and did perform admirably. Touchdown, interception, 245 through the air. Danny, I've always said this. I don't necessarily fault a defense when a guy, particularly a young player who's kind of youthful and exuberant and doesn't know any better, comes in, runs around, and makes some plays, because you just haven't prepared for him. You've never seen him. There's no file on him whatsoever to read up on or to search. It's like a pitcher facing a hitter for the first time. That isn't to make excuses for the Redskins, but I'll take their performance defensively because they were able to survive in advance. Had they have lost that game and not been bailed out by the call on Garcon, maybe I'd feel differently.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. It's not as if he's a completely different kind of player. Like when you prepare for Johnny drop back and then Doug Flutie comes in the game, it is totally different. They're the same guy, Hoyer.
But you don't know what player he is. He's never played in the NFL before. Well, I mean, guys don't know him.
Sure, but it's not as if he's never been scouted or whatever else. I mean, his grandfather ran the damn team for a while. But I see your point in general.
Do you think Fabian Moreau spent 2 minutes thinking about C.J. Beathard this week?
No.
I promise you he didn't.
No, but adults who do this sort of preparation thing, it shouldn't be this wild mystery, a guy that doesn't have really good of an arm, that throws wobbly ducks, that scrambles around. That's what Hoyer is. It's a description. You could pick the sort of aspects of somebody, like you're building a character in a video game, and it would be the same thing for both Beathard and Hoyer. But I generally see your point, where it's a tough ask for a defense to say, hey, you've never seen this before, you have no idea what to do, now just adjust on the fly. It was disheartening, because you still had, though, an opportunity to shove it on them. If DJ Swearinger didn't get too mad at Pierre Garcon to smack him in the face and get a personal foul penalty to extend the drive that led to a touchdown. That's a field goal. That's a huge difference in momentum swing there in that ballgame that we barely even talked about. But that was pretty egregious. But I understand you're upset that your guy went down and Pierre Garcon is running his mouth, but that's a scouting report. That wasn't something that we took by surprise. 15 is going to jaw at you every time happens, ever. He's going to yell at your face. So pretty much chill out with that.
That might have been their worst penalty of the season so far.
It was bad.
That is outrageously unacceptable. And I love DJ Swearinger. This is where you can have two conversations. Mm-hmm. This is where you can say Kirk Cousins played well, but DJ Swearinger is a great player, but do not slap a guy in the face mask the way that you did. On fourth and goal, you're going to give them a first down, new set of downs, a new set of sticks to go try to score from a couple of yards out. That is a losing football play.
So not okay.
That is the type of play made by someone who's desperate to lose a game. Can't have that. Couple of things we didn't mention also while we're doing that before we get into the calls. Tressway's punt at the end of the game. Tressway is as good a punter as the Redskins have had in years. He is a weapon. He's a good punter. What a terrible turn of events when he booted that ball into the end zone. Really never had a chance to check up. When they went with the delay of game, they were given the ball back. You've got to pin them deep there. I'm not saying every time you can pin them at the 2-yard line, but that's a fair catch at the 9 to the 12, something like that.
Right.
And they got to go march 80 yards instead of being one throw away from the 40 when they're taking over first and 10 from their own 20. The Hopkins missed extra point we haven't gotten into. He's 8 of 8 on field goals, closer than 50. He's actually been pretty good this year overall. His two misses are from very long. But you can't miss an extra point in that situation.
No, certainly not. I mean, that was bad, and you kind of know as soon as it happens, is that going to come back to? It did. 30 seconds later, as San Francisco drove down the field, busted coverage, there it is, field goal game, or less than a field goal game. San Francisco driving to win instead of to lose. In addition, by the way, if we're talking about mismanaged things, the timeout by Washington there with, it looked like, what was it, about a minute left The Redskins took a timeout when it looked like San Francisco was going to have a delay of game penalty because they had no timeouts left, and the Redskins took one. I never saw that really explained on television because they were just busy trying to make some other point about something different, but that seemed to me one of the more egregious moments. Huge blunder to me. I don't know, if there was something else.
Let me say this, though, and I don't know. I need more info, but that was before three straight incompletions.
Yep.
What if whatever they were able to sort out in that timeout helped them?
Entirely possible.
I know in the past, guys call timeouts. I know coaches like John Gruden on, you know, the play-by-play duties they have will say, I like to call timeouts to get my defense a breather. Maybe it was that. Maybe it was, hey, we saw something. Let's make sure we clean this up so we don't have a breakdown. These guys aren't communicating because they're all kids and they haven't done this before. I know that the results afterwards worked. That doesn't mean it was a good timeout.
Certainly. I mean, there's an injury timeout that takes place, right? That one's is set. Then the third timeout, that's what you're describing, where it's, hey, last end of game play here. Let's get everybody set. We see how they're lining up. What are they going to try to do? Are they going to try to go short and get out of bounds? Are they going to try to throw it to the end zone? Whatever, whatever. I am all in favor of that one. I'm talking about timeout number two. I guess it was with 19 seconds left in the game. It looked like San Francisco was going to give themselves a delay of game penalty, and the Redskins saved them. I guess that's kind of all I was focused on there for a second. But in terms of the good and the bad. These are the things I always harp on so much that I think the good coaches in this league have kind of figured out and mastered and realized, and the other ones are just sort of left to play kind of catch-up. It's the potential for the consecutive possessions to both end a half and start the second half. It is one of those massive swing potential things, and the San Francisco 49ers won the toss, so they correctly deferred to the second half, which I would do every time, always, by the way, because of this potential double swing. The Redskins, in a kind of a hidden moment, if you don't let San Francisco score points there, the game's effectively over because San Francisco is going to, I don't want to say run out of time, but you basically make it so they now have the ball after scoring points with a chance to score more points, and they changed the game with that final drive of that first half. It's those little hidden things that people don't think about. It's, oh, we just kind of take turns. That double end of half possession start of the second half is such a major momentum swing. And when the Redskins have done it, it's been to their benefit. But it certainly didn't work out this past weekend. It changed the game because San Francisco then scores their touchdown, then score 10 consecutive points in the third quarter, and we somehow kind of miraculously end up tied. It's that end of half start of the second half double swing there that was killer.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Let's do this. We'll open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. Took a lot of calls early on in the show before Kirk Cousins joined us at 11. We'll replay that for you at the start of the 1 o'clock hour, about 40 minutes from right now. But in the meantime, we've got some opportunities to take calls coming up. So let's do that at 800-636-1067. A couple of questions for you to answer. First of all, anything that we haven't addressed yet from yesterday's game you want to point out? We've gone through some of the good, some of the bad, the great, the ugly. You can add to that pile if you'd like. But maybe more importantly, and Danny and I will tackle this next, do you feel better about the Redskins after yesterday or worse about the Redskins after yesterday? I feel a lot better, and I'm going to explain why, and I'm curious to see what Danny thinks. We'll get to that next, right here, on a Victory Monday on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.